Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner from WRKO filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage. Michael, my buddy, if you're listening, I just want to thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity of filling in for you again. To all of you out there, go to michaelsavage.com, michaelsavage.com. Absolute latest stories, must read, right at the top of the website, on the right-hand corner. You already now have the fifth columnists in the liberal media. Not blaming Bo Bergdahl, or as I like to call him, Saving Private Abdullah. They're not blaming Private Abdullah for deserting his country and deserting his platoon. But in fact, they're blaming Bergdahl's platoon mates for his desertion and his treason. You can read that and so much more at michaelsavage.com. My friends, over the weekend, you have seen now the attacks on the critics of Bo Bergdahl on Saving Private Abdullah by the administration, by the administration's allies, and by the liberal establishment media, as Dr. Savage likes to say, the government media complex, now intensify. They are now closing ranks, and they have to, because this deal is a deal with the devil. It is one of the worst deals this country has ever made in its history. Objectively, if you just stand back for a second, this is neither conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, at least it shouldn't be. It's simply right and wrong. Here you have what now his platoon mates have now testified to a man, what the military said at the time, what multiple press accounts have now stipulated convincingly, irrefutably. We even have Private Abdullah's, Bo Bergdahl's own note that he left behind, in which this man, violating his oath, sickened by the war in Afghanistan, deserted his fellow brothers in arm as they stood there in eastern Afghanistan in the middle of a war zone. And he left. And not only did he desert and go AWOL, but he deliberately went looking for the Taliban, wanting somebody who can speak English so he can hook up with them. And as now the Daily Mail tells us, and as other media outlets have now shown, Fox News in particular, when he got captured by the Taliban, when he hooked up with the Taliban, he converted to Islam, took on the name Abdullah, and declared himself a mujahideen, a warrior for Islam, a jihadist. And the Taliban themselves have admitted that once he was there with them, allegedly captured, he then taught them how to make improvised devices to ambush our troops, using mobile devices, teaching them how to use a mobile device so they can detonate bombs and IEDs, killing our soldiers one by one as we went looking for him for 30, 35 days after he deserted his platoon and his post. At a minimum, 6 U.S. soldiers died, as many as 14, looking for this traitor. And now we find out that not only did he convert to Islam, not only is his father a Taliban sympathizer and another Muslim convert, not only did he help the Taliban ambush our boys, but apparently engaged in target practice with AK-47s. He played soccer with them. He was, in fact, so comfortable with them, they even gave him a loaded pistol. And the President of the United States, the con man in chief, the traitor in chief, the dear leader, stands there with a straight face and tells us this was a good deal, whereby we released back, essentially into the battlefield, five of the Taliban's top senior military commanders, two of whom are wanted for war crimes by the UN. They literally are responsible for the deaths of thousands of innocent Muslim civilians, many of them women and children. Others were responsible for forming an alliance with Iran, whereby they conducted terrorist attacks against our boys in Iraq and Afghanistan. They have American blood on their hands. It is the equivalent of five American four-star generals being given back, traded for a traitor, a deserter, a collaborator. And all of a sudden now, the New York Times and CNN and MSLFBC and Ed Schultz and Chris Matthews and Jean-Francois Kerry, a.k.a. Pepe Le Pew, and Hillary Clinton and the dear leader himself, Barack Hussein Obama. Now they tell us we leave no one behind? Really? Really? You leave no one behind? How about all those American POWs in Vietnam? You had no problem leaving them behind, dear leader. You liberals had no problem selling them down the river. How about that Marine stuck in a jail in Tijuana, Mexico? How come suddenly, what, you don't want to trade for him because they won't take the Taliban? What is going on here is obvious and clear to anybody who can see. This has crystallized who this man in the White House is. This was never about saving Private Abdullah. It was about emptying Guantanamo. It was about releasing the Taliban or the Gitmo 5. That's what this was about from the beginning. Because what we have in the Oval Office, my friends, as Michael Savage has brilliantly and courageously said, we have the enemy within. We have a fifth columnist, a traitor in the White House, who is clearly sympathetic to Islamists all over the world. Objectively, just look back for a second. Why would you want to give the Taliban the core, the heart and soul of their military leadership? Give it back to them. How many Americans died just to capture them? This is the same president who has armed and trained Al-Qaeda and the Islamist rebels in Syria. This is the same president that overthrew Muammar Gaddafi in an illegal war, enabling Al-Qaeda and the Islamists to seize power all across Libya. In fact, it was those very same Islamist Al-Qaeda rebels that we armed and trained in that illegal criminal war in Libya that used our training and our weapons to slaughter Ambassador Chris Stevens and our people in Benghazi. It is Obama who is installing the Muslim Brotherhood, who installed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. It is Obama that has literally snatched defeat from the jaws of victory in Iraq, handing Iraq over essentially to Iran's sphere of influence. It is Obama that has stabbed Israel in the back at every turn. It is Obama that is allowing the mullahs in Tehran, the Islamo-Nazis, to acquire the nuclear bomb. And now it is the dear leader, it is Obama, who now is replenishing the ranks of the Taliban so they can finally win their war in Afghanistan. My friends, he sold this country down the river. And that's why I've said this repeatedly. After the Prophet Muhammad, the greatest thing radical Islam has ever had is Prophet Obama. If I were them in the caves and mountains of Afghanistan, I swear to you, I would pray to Mecca five times a day. And the sixth time I turned my prayer rug, to point it towards Washington, D.C., and go, Obama, Obama, la 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 la, Obama. After the Prophet Muhammad, he's the best thing they've ever had going for him. and then was confronted with this treason, this betrayal on his part. Of all of the Americans that died capturing them, of all of the Americans that will be killed because of their release, of all of the Americans who died looking for Private Abdullah, look at the dictator-in-chief. Look at this socialist thug in the White House, in his own words, say, oh no, this is my government. Roll it, Neil.
We have a rule, a principle, that when somebody wears our country's uniform and they're in a war theater and they're captured, we're going to do everything we can to bring them home. And we saw an opportunity and we took it. And I make no apologies for it. It was a unanimous decision among my principals in my government. It was a unanimous decision among my principals in my government.
In my government? Are you kidding me? In my government. Ever since George Washington, the 43 presidents before the dear leader, before this communist dictator in the White House, no one has ever referred as my government. Excuse me, Barack Hussein Obama. Maybe you're supposed to be a constitutional law professor, so maybe you didn't study this when you were learning the Constitution. But number one, the preamble to the Constitution says we the people, not the dear leader, not Obama's government. The government is three branches. It's the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. It's my administration, but it's definitely not my government. He's openly telling us, yeah, I violated the law. I broke the law and I made the deal. Congress doesn't matter. Who's going to stop me? The Supreme Court? Who's going to stop me? Lindsey Graham? Who's going to stop me? John McManiac? Who's going to stop me? John Bonehead? John Boehner? The feckless, yellow-livered, gutless cowards on Capitol Hill? They're going to stop me? He is now basically announcing it's his government, it's his regime, he does whatever he wants. And so this is now the $64,000 question. This is the watershed that we're at now as a nation. What do we do with a wannabe socialist dictator in the White House? What do we do with a Benedict Arnold in the White House? Lindsey Graham has come out and said, if Obama releases one more prisoner from Guantanamo Bay without consulting Congress, it will lead to impeachment. My question to you, members of the Savage Nation, should we wait for one more to be released or should we impeach him now? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. This is Jeff Cooner from WRKO in Boston, filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage.
It was a unanimous decision among my principals in my government.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. SwissAmerica.com.
We have a rule, a principle, that when somebody wears our country's uniform and they're in a war theater and they're captured, we're going to do everything we can to bring them home. And we saw an opportunity and we took it. And I make no apologies for it. It was a unanimous decision among my principals in my government.
Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer from WRKO, filling in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage. Notice what a narcissist Obama is. My government, me, I, my. Here's just a little taste of what he's been saying for the last 6 years of his presidency. Roll it, Neil.
My own, when I was 2 years old, my senator, until I left, even though I confess that I wasn't, it wasn't until I was 11 years old that I recall even my first trip with my mother and my grandmother and my, I would be very excited, and that meant something to me. And as I watched, I learned something else. I learned me, regale me with some stories. He's talking about me. I love you.
I love me? Me. Now, He just gave up essentially five Osama bin Ladens for one deserter or traitor. Imagine, I want you to think about this. What if he was him and not George Washington leading us in the Revolutionary War? Who would he have given up for Benedict Arnold? Roll it, Neil.
And so Professor Obama, with the help of his electric car, the Ego, travels back to the future to the year 1776, the onset of the Revolutionary War. Prepare yourselves, for the British are coming! The British are coming! Arm yourselves, fellow colonists! The British are coming!
Whoa.
What?
Pay no attention to that Tea Party malcontent over there. Listen to me. I successfully negotiated a prisoner trade that's gonna win the war. We give Cornwallis George Washington, Thomas Jefferson,
no.
Benjamin Franklin,
oh.
Paul Revere,
what?
And Samuel Adams.
Huh?
And in exchange, we get Benedict Arnold.
Oh.
Hooray for America. I did it again. Thank you. Thank you. God bless America.
My friends, we have a traitor. We have an usurper. We have a buffoon in the White House. Is it time to impeach Barack Hussein Obama? 855-400-SAVAGE. Jeff Kooner sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage. one 855 400 savage. Is it time to impeach Obama? I say yes. What do you say, Savage Nation? We'll be right back after this short break. Jeff Kooner, Boston's bulldozer, sitting in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage.
It was a unanimous decision among my principals in my government.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Welcome back. It's Jeff Kooner from WRKO in Boston, sitting in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage. 855-400-SAVAGE. Is it time to impeach President Barack Hussein Obama? What do you say, Savage Nation? Michael in Iowa, thanks for holding and welcome.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Pleasure to be here, Jeff. Thank you so much for covering for the doctor today.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure, Michael.
Appreciate the job you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
I'm a retired U.S. Navy veteran, and I believe it's an impeachable offense. I'm very, very disappointed in the rest of our government. Lindsey Graham he's just another spineless politician. We are pledged with politicians and not leaders.
Michael, I'm just curious. Why do you think that nobody in the Republican Party, nobody, not Ted Cruz, not Rand Paul, not Mike Lee, not McManiac, not John Bonehead, Boehner, not Mitch the Squish McConnell, not one Republican has the guts, the backbone, the spine to stand up and say the obvious. We have a con man, a traitor, a dictator in the White House, and he's got to go.
Because their first priority is being a politician. Make a decision according to opinion polls. Look out for your own self and your own career first. And you justify it by saying, oh, I can do good down the road if I just hang in there and keep my job today.
Well, they hang on any longer, Michael. There's not going to be a country left. This guy, the dear leader is shredding the Constitution. He's shredding the rule of law. He's destroying our separation of powers. He's the system of checks and balances. This man is creating a socialist dictatorship right in front of our eyes, and there's not one patriot in the White House. Honestly, outside of Michael Savage and a handful of people in talk radio, there's no one left to stand up to this guy.
You are correct, sir.
Thank you for that call, Michael. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to James in Dallas on WBAP. James, you're on the Savage Nation.
How you doing, Jeff? Good to hear you spilling in for Mr. Savage there.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
One of the comments that I want to make is if an officer in the military unilaterally decided to take the same kind of action and release five prisoners back, especially prisoners such as this, it, you know, being an ex-military guy, I think that aiding and abetting would be called high treason.
Look, I think there's no question about it. James, I think, honestly, I think there's, objectively, that what this man did was treason. What Obama did was a betrayal. He broke the law. He violated a law that he signed, with signed by both Democrats and Republicans. He didn't notify Congress. He didn't notify any of the intelligence committees. This man is aiding and abetting terrorists. He's put five of the most dangerous men in the world, essentially five Osama bin Ladens, back to Qatar. Now, remember what they said when the deal was first announced. Oh, we're going to be monitoring them. We're going to be having supervision over them. The Qatari government, by the way, one of the biggest sponsors of the Muslim Brotherhood in the world, corrupt to the bone. They just bought essentially the World Cup in 2022. They probably bought Obama. They've bought our government. And they're saying, no, they're walking around free. They're in a five-star residential compound. They're eating camel jerky, drinking goat milk. With their harem, and they're having a good time. One of them, literally one of the five Taliban, already, one of those five, the Gitmo five, already came out and openly said, the first chance he gets, he's going back to Afghanistan to kill more Americans. So the administration is telling us there's no threat, there's no problem, everything's fine, they're living the good life in Qatar, and one of them has already come out and said, no, I'm going back to Afghanistan. I'm going to kill some more Yanks. I'm going to kill some more infidel. And then when asked, Secretary of State Jean-Francois Kerry, a.k.a. Pepe Le Pew, there's, remember the character from Bugs Bunny, Pepe Le Pew? That's him. Pepe comes out and says, whoa, you mean they're going to go back and kill more Americans? That's just baloney. That's just baloney. Neil, roll it, my friend.
A lot of baloney, to be truthful with you, and to whatever degree it may be true, they will wind up putting themselves at the mercy of those people who are very effective, who are there, who will deal with those matters.
You see, Jean-Francois, I like my baloney with mustard. I don't like it with ketchup. Okay, unlike you, I know you like ketchup. You love that Heinz ketchup. No, I like my baloney with mustard. You're full of baloney. So you're telling me the Taliban are lying? You're telling me these same five that have now said they're going to come back into the battlefield, they're lying? So everybody's lying except you, Jean-Francois. It's incredible. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-SAVAGE. Mount Baloney has a first name. And it isn't Osama. Let me just put it to you that way. Laura, you're up next in New Jersey on the great WABC. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Jeff, I think we should impeach now. Let's not wait for another prisoner to be released.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. What do we have to wait?
What are we waiting for?
Does he have to empty Gitmo? I mean, at this rate, he's going to empty Gitmo. We're going to have all these people walking out. In fact, I swear to you, Laura, if I was one of those terrorists in Guantanamo Bay, forget Qatar, forget going back to Afghanistan, the caves, the mountains, I'd just come to the United States, come in through the southern border, pretend to be an illegal from Mexico, come on in, you get all the welfare you want, you get all the EBT cards you want, you get all the public housing, the food stamps, send them up my way in Boston. They'll play that certain... And they'll get their 72 virgins in heaven. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Rob in New York, WABC, thanks for holding. You're on the Savage Nation. Welcome, Rob.
Yes, I just do believe truly that Obama is guilty of treason himself. And I hope that he suffers the penalty, the federal penalty for treason. I hope he gets what's coming to him. He's done enough to hurt our country.
Rob, what I don't understand is, why is there nobody outside of Michael Savage, outside of myself, outside of a few people on talk radio, you can count them on one hand, that have the guts, the courage, the patriotism to call out this Benedict Arnold.
He is much worse. He's much worse because he pretended to be something that he wasn't. He's flipped the script on the entire country. This country needs to wake up because it will be too late before we know it. He's already sided with the enemy. He's guilty of treason.
Thank you for that call. Look, my theory is this, and I think it's pretty obvious. Why is John Boehner so quiet? Why is McManiac so quiet? Why is Mitch McConnell so quiet? I believe it's the NSA. I think it's very obvious that our government is spying on all of us. And you have we have a police state, a national surveillance state, and they're also spying on one another. They're spying on the ruling class. Now, I don't know what they have on Boehner. I don't know what I've always said this. To me, he's invented a new ethnicity. There's white, brown, black. This guy's orange. He's Mr. Glow in the Dark. So I don't know what they have on him. Honestly, I don't want to speculate, but whatever they have, they've got it and they're using it. And so he's quiet as a church mouse. Same thing with McManiac. Same thing with Mitch McConnell. And nobody wants to say anything. Now, to me, even 20, 30 years ago, a guy like Obama would be absolutely unthinkable in the White House. You want to see how bad he is? God is my witness. We were just recently celebrating the 70th anniversary of D-Day, of the landings in Normandy that wiped out Hitler's empire and saved the world from fascism. There is Obama. There is the dear leader. At this sacred site to commemorate 16, 17, 18-year-old boys dying, body parts everywhere, blood everywhere, making the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. And what was he doing? I swear to you, chewing gum. Chewing gum. I'm Obama. I can do whatever I want. I'm the dear leader. So he's taking selfies at funerals when it was for Nelson Mandela. When we're commemorating the dead of D-Day, he's literally chewing gum. I wouldn't do that at your grandmother's funeral. Never mind that something so sacred, something so serious as D-Day, the French, it was a scandal in France. The media wouldn't report it here, the government media complex, as Michael Savage so eloquently puts it. They wouldn't even report it here. The French openly said, we came to honor and commemorate your dead. And your president doesn't know how to behave? Your president is acting like it's a Jay-Z or a Beyonce concert? Chewing gum? This is our president? Shame. To every liberal and progressive who voted for this man, shame on you. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to Tom in New York on the great WABC. Tom, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Jeff Cooner filling in for Michael Savage. That's red, white, and blue dynamite, babe.
Thank you so much, Tom. What's on your mind?
Jeff, a skunk passed through my backyard the other night. I had the windows open. I was completely nauseous, but I felt a lot better then than I do now. Jeff, if it's not our president with his hands all over Mrs. Baghdad, if it's not the Birdman desecrating the White House Rose Garden or giving up the dream team of terrorism in exchange for a deserter and a traitor, and he is not a prisoner of war. He is not a prisoner of war. And Charles Krauthammer, step down. You disgraced yourself. This is the worst trade of mankind. And Fox, stop going soft on this issue. Step up. Get some courage. Like Alan West said, stop being cowards and communists. God bless you, Jeff.
Thank you so much. Well, look, Fox, in many ways, is establishmentarian. They've gone the establishment route. They're part of the ruling class. Rupert Murdoch says jump, and they say how high. So, yeah, they're covering the story, and they've done some good reporting, but they don't want to hit Private Abdullah too hard. Look, the fact of the matter is this. a prisoner of war means you're one of us. He's not a prisoner of war. He is a deserter, a traitor, and a collaborator. And frankly, if you love jihad so much, if you love the Mujahideen so much, I would have said stay with the Taliban. You made your bed. Now go lie in it, Private Abdullah. This is Jeff Cooner from WRKO here in Boston, sitting in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage. Is it time to impeach Obama? I say yes. What do you say? 855-400-SAVAGE. We'll be right back after this short break.
I just think that's a lot of baloney, to be truthful with you. And to whatever degree it may be true, they will wind up putting themselves at the mercy of those people who are very effective, who are there, who will deal with those matters.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer from WRKO in Boston. You can follow me on Twitter at The Cooner Report, K-U-H-N-E-R, filling in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage, 855-400-SAVAGE. Maureen in New Jersey on WABC. Maureen, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you for taking my call. My comment is very simply with regard to why none of the politicians want to call Obama out on all of the crimes that he and or his administration have committed in their time in that White House is they're afraid they're going to be called racist.
Bingo. Maureen, honestly, I think you nailed it.
Look,
I think, Maureen, if there's one thing we've now learned from the Obama presidency, is that liberals and progressives are incapable of having a black man in the White House. They can't do it. Because unlike Martin Luther King, who said you should judge someone by the content of their character and not the color of their skin, all they do is see the color of his skin.
That's right.
And they give him pass after pass after pass. And the Republicans, afraid of being called a racist, oh, racist, as Michael Savage puts it, because we all have to be tolerant and we have to be compassionate and practice respect for diversity. And so the minute they say the R word, the Republicans cower. And so they'd rather not be called names than stand up to this thug and tyrant in the White House.
That is right.
Thank you for that call, Maureen. 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to Teresa in Florida on WFTL. Teresa, thanks for holding, and you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Jeff. You're doing a great job for Mike, and I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, thank you. Welcome, Teresa.
I was going to say the least we can do is fire off an email or a letter to our senators. This morning, that was the first thing I did, and in my subject box, I put impeach now. And I listed 9 reasons. I kind of look at Obama, I mean, what he did was worse than treason, because first you have to be a countryman and then betray your country. No matter what he says, his actions have never proved that he was a patriot. Everything he's done, from covering crosses to bypassing Congress, allowing Holder to sit in office, promoting Susan Rice, is nothing in line with the way things are done in our country. As far as I am concerned, he really...
Oh, he's... Teresa, he's destroying us from within. Look, he said he was going to fundamentally transform America. My friends, he's doing it. He's destroying us piece by piece by piece. Jeff Cooner from WRKO, filling in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage.
It was a unanimous decision among my principals in my government.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome back to The Savage Nation. This is Jeff Kooner, Boston's bulldozer from WRKO in Boston, filling in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage. Michael, my buddy, if you're listening, I just want to thank you once again for this incredible honor and opportunity of filling in for you. To all of you out there, please go to michaelsavage.com, michaelsavage.com. Stories that will knock your socks off, absolutely must read. And there's a story in particular. Obama to free Gitmo terrorist because he took up yoga. I swear to you. So here is now the latest developments. This is the Washington Times is reporting this. You got many other media outlets are now finally reporting this. You see, as the dear leader, as Barack Hussein Obama was in France chewing gum during the commemoration ceremony of D-Day, he's banking on the fact that there aren't any patriots left in this country. He's banking on the fact that the narcissist in chief, the socialist in chief, with the yellow-livered, gutless cowards in Congress, who are not willing to stand up to this wannabe tyrant, that basically we were going to salute him when he freed Saving Private Abdullah. When this government, this regime, gave the Taliban 5 four-star equivalent generals, essentially 5 Osama bin Ladens. He thought we were going to stand up and salute. In fact, we were going to thank him. Because in a movie, you bring home the last supposed POW. And to his shock and horror, there still is a resistance in this country. There are still people like Michael Savage. There are still people like Jeff Kooner who are willing to expose this criminal regime for what it is. Now, I want you to think about this. Lindsey Graham, after the Gitmo 5 were traded for Private Abdullah, Bo Bergdahl, came out and said, if the dear leader, if Obama does this again, one more time, then we're going to impeach. Well, the dear leader, the con man in chief, has called his bluff. He's basically said, okay, Lindsey, okay, McManiac, you think you're going to impeach me, the first black president of the United States? I'm calling your bluff. And so now, don't take my word for it. Go to michaelsavage.com. There are now 149 detainees left at Guantanamo Bay. They have cleared 78. 78 have been cleared to be transferred out of Gitmo and released. And they're coming up with any excuse to release them. So, here's one. Galeb Nasser al-Bihani. They're now going to release him. You may ask, who is Galeb Nasser al-Bihani? Well, apparently, the military says that he was a key operative in Al-Qaeda. He was captured in 2001 in Afghanistan. He is somebody who has killed numerous American troops. American soldiers. His brother in Yemen is a leader in Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. It's a family affair. Everybody in the family is a terrorist. Everybody's a jihadist. Well, now, apparently, they're releasing him. Why are they releasing him? Because he claims that he now loves yoga. And so he's doing yoga in his cell block. He says now he's read biographies of the Dalai Lama and Martin Luther King Jr., and he loves peace. He's now suddenly a man of peace. He's finding his inner self, and he no longer believes in jihad, but he believes in meditation and yoga. And so I swear they've now cleared him. They're letting him go. Who else are they letting go? Mahmoud Abd al-Aziz al-Mujahid. Who's Mahmoud Abd al-Aziz al-Mujahid? Well, apparently, he served as Osama bin Laden's bodyguard. He was captured after 9/11. The military has warned that if freed, He will link up with his brother in Yemen, who's another former bodyguard of Osama bin Laden, and he will now declare again holy war and commit terrorist acts against American targets and Americans all across the Middle East. So why are they letting him loose? I swear to you, God is my witness. He now says he wants a milk and honey farm. I guess when they celebrate another, you know, another 9/11 or another Boston bombing or another Benghazi, he can say, come on down to my farm, all the goat milk is on me. We roast some goat. We have a goat milk. Is it delicious? Is it, especially if dipped in American blood, Jewish blood. Is it, oh, is a delicacy. Is it something incredible? Is it so good? Come on down. One after another, they're going to be releasing. Now, let me give you some other names. Because this is just a tip. Basically, he's emptying Gitmo. This guy's emptying Gitmo. So, a couple of the other people now they're looking to release. These are the hardest of the hardest, the terrible of the terrible, including the leader of Al-Qaeda, Abu Zubaydah. They're going to release him, a man literally responsible for the death of countless Americans. Remember the 2002 bombing in Bali, where Australians and Westerners were slaughtered? The mastermind of that bombing, Hambali, they're now going to release. The 20th hijacker of the September 11 attacks, Mohammed al-Qahtani. They're going to release him. They're opening up Gitmo. Come on down. Now, Jean-Francois Kerry and the administration now, the new spin is, but they're not going to do anything just because they were terrorists before. Just because they killed Americans and Westerners and innocent Muslims before. No, peace. They've all found peace. You see, in Guantanamo, they read the Quran. They had themselves some, they had a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers and pizza. They played beach volleyball, and now they've seen the value of peace. Well, here's the record. One notorious terrorist, Abdullah Ghulam Rasool, after he was released in 2007 from Gitmo, became the Taliban's operations commander in southern Afghanistan. He has now been blamed for masterminding a surge in roadside attacks, targeting American troops and hitting U.S. aircraft all across Afghanistan. He has killed scores of Americans. Okay, that's not enough for you. Try this one. Saeed Ali al-Shahiri, who was also released in 2007, he returned this time to Yemen to work for Al-Qaeda and helped plan the deadly bombing of the U.S. embassy there. They're killing our boys and they're dropping like flies. And we're releasing them one after the other. And now they're going to empty out 78 more? Including some of the top people in Al-Qaeda? And the Republicans keep saying, you release one more. Okay, not this one. The next one. You release one more, we're going to impeach you. What does it take? And what is to me stunning in all of this is I go back to Saving Private Abdullah, Bo Bergdahl. His entire platoon has said he's a deserter. The Taliban have openly said he converted to Islam. He took on the name Abdullah. In fact, Bo Bergdahl became a jihadist and a warrior for Islam. And now you have the Taliban saying openly, okay, this is what they told liberal, progressive, Pinko magazine, Time magazine. Here is what one Taliban commander said, quote, it is better to kidnap one person like Bergdahl than kidnapping hundreds of useless people, unquote. So he told Time, speaking by telephone on condition of anonymity. He continues, quote, it has encouraged our people. Now everybody will work hard to capture such an important bird, quote, unquote. They are coming out and saying it. We got five of our highest, the best of the best. For one deserter? Let's kidnap more American soldiers, more ambassadors, more officials, more Americans around the world. And when confronted with this overwhelming evidence, this regime of lies, led by the liar-in-chief, keep insisting it's a great deal. In fact, you have that other hack, Bill Richardson, former governor of New Mexico. I guess he's angling for some position in a future Hillary administration. Now Bill Richardson has come out, I swear to you, and said, Bergdahl, Private Abdullah, he's not a deserter. What are you talking about? He didn't desert. Like Susan Rice said, he served with honor and distinction. Roll it, Neil.
Look, there's no evidence that he's a deserter. He's a troubled young man, probably.
Or a
defector. But at the same time, I was a governor, and we dealt with a lot of young men that came back from Iraq and Afghanistan with PTSD, with mental issues. I mean, this is probably what happened to the young man. But that doesn't mean that we should not make every maximum effort to leave no soldier behind. And this was a time when our military, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of Defense said, unless we get them out now, and I know the Taliban, because of health and safety issues, we're never going to get them out.
He served the United States with honor and distinction.
Sure. Sure. By deserting. By helping them build bombs to kill Americans. Sure. By converting into a mujahideen. That's, you see, you have to understand. For Obama, he did serve with honor and distinction. He's an Islamist. Yes. But to the rest of us, to us normal red-blooded Americans, this guy served with honor and distinction? Are you kidding me? And now, all of a sudden, now they're blaming PTSD. Now suddenly, oh, he just wasn't right in the head. You know how many soldiers come back with PTSD? Did any one of them become a traitor and a collaborator? Did any one of them desert their brothers and desert their post? So now, all of a sudden, he's a mentally ill man who suddenly, no, he didn't desert. He needs our compassion. He's a victim. Suddenly now, Private Abdullah has become a victim. That's liberalism. As Dr. Michael Savage always puts it, liberalism is a mental disorder. And this, my friends, is Exhibit A. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let me ask all of you this. Is Bo Bergdahl a traitor and a collaborator? And should he be court-martialed? I say yes. What do you say? Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, from WRKO in Boston, filling in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer from the great WRKO in Boston, filling in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage. Robert in Colorado Springs on KVOR, you're on the Savage Nation.
Jeff, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I haven't heard of you before, but I'm glad to listen to you today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a couple points I'd like to make. Sure. One, I think your innuendo on the NSA, that the administration has things on absolutely everybody, I think you're right on the money. Why do you think John Roberts folded and gave them Obamacare? I thought something was very fishy right there. Two, you're not going to get an impeachment as long as the Senate is held by the Democrats, in spite of all of these Dems coming out and at such outrage on the prisoner swap. It's why this election is so very important. But the key is not just voting for a Republican. It's got to be a conservative, a constitutional conservative.
Bingo. Bingo. Look, this is maybe the last chance we have to save freedom and constitutional government in our country. There's no question about it. That's why Obama is pulling out all the stops. Why do you think he tried to, today by executive order, that sweetheart deal with the student loans? He wants to buy the youth vote. Why do you think he's pushing for amnesty? He wants to buy the Latino vote. Why do you think you have so many children being dumped over the border, and Obama's basically saying the children of illegal immigrants, they come into America, they're not going to be deported, basically they have de facto amnesty. He's doing everything he can now to save his bacon come November, because he knows if he gets shellacked, if the polls hold up, he's going to lose more seats in the House, he's going to lose the Senate. You've got Benghazi, you've got the IRS scandal, you've got now Saving Private Abdullah, you've got the VA scandal. His regime is imploding from all sides. This is a criminal gang. And so if you start getting serious conservative constitutionalists, American nationalists, running Congress again, this criminal in the White House is going to face one impeachment proceeding after another. No, to be honest with you, I think at this point we're beyond impeachment. I'd like to see somebody have a citizen's arrest, I swear to you, and prosecute this man for high treason. 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to Pam in Ohio on WJR. Pam, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Sir, we need to impeach him. But nobody is going to do anything till after November because they don't want to rile their base. We got a lot of cowards, and for the first time, I'm 68 years old, I'm ashamed of my leaders.
I've been ashamed, Pam, of our government since we elected the dear leader in 2008. To me, the writing was on the wall then. And my only question is this: what needs to happen before the rest of America finally wakes up? Another 9/11? A mushroom cloud over Washington? What are you waiting for, America? Jeff Cooner, sitting in for the legend, Dr. Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer from WRKO in Boston, sitting in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage. You can follow me on Twitter at The Cooner Report, K-U-H-N-E-R. You know, there are a lot of fifth columnists in the government media complex, as Michael Savage eloquently puts it, in the establishment liberal media. And their goal is to subvert America from within. They are the enemy within, as Michael Savage has put it. And one of the leading America haters, one of the leading fifth columnists, one of the leading collaborators with radical Islam is none other than Ed Schultz. Now, Ed Schultz, as many of you may know, lost his three-hour radio show. He's now off the air. Frankly, he had no ratings, and he was horrible at radio, but let that go. So now he peddles his drivel on MSLFBC 1 hour a day on that television program. And so according now to the radical left in this country, I kid you not, the people that are evil, the evildoers in this treasonous swap of five, the Taliban five for Saving Private Abdullah, is not Bo Bergdahl, is not the Taliban. No, 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 no. The real enemy, I swear to you, according to Ed Schultz, is none other than the Republicans. Roll it, Neil.
These guys are ruthless. They have no boundaries. Republicans have made Bob Bergdahl a tool in their toolbox to take down President Obama. They'll try anything. They don't like the way he looks. They don't like the way he talks. They don't like what comes out of his mouth. And they can't stand the fact that Bob Bergdahl doesn't hate Muslims. But you see, the problem is that there's a lot of members of Congress who don't think that the military brass has the intelligence to take care of this. For Congress and the conservative media to suggest that they know more than the military brass is an outrage. It's an insult. Republicans, they're not supporting the troops. They're attacking the troops. They think our generals are idiots and can't figure out what happened to this guy. And they don't even want to give him time to do it because they hate Obama so much. Republicans are disingenuous when they claim to support the troops and attack Bo Bergdahl's father. The one person who is supporting the troops is President Obama. He is standing behind his decision.
I mean, this is Pravda. This is Izvestia. I mean, this guy, seriously, this guy would have been perfect under Stalin. And you can almost, you can hear him almost foaming at the mouth. So where to begin deconstructing this web of lies? Well, first of all, I don't know how to say this to you, Ed. No, it's not that Bob Bergdahl doesn't hate Muslims. What we can't stand as conservatives is the fact that Private Abdullah hates America. He converted to Islam. He helped the Taliban build bombs to kill our own troops. He became a mujahideen. What else? If that's not treason, literally shacking up with the enemy, picking up arms, an AK-47 with the enemy, I don't know what is. And then he goes on and says, oh, the military was for this. No, they weren't. That's another lie. The military command, the Pentagon, the CIA, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, when he was in charge, said, Niet. It's a bad deal. Don't release these five. In fact, they were told at Guantanamo, if there's five, you never release. It's these five. And now we find out that one of the five has now openly said he's going to go pick up arms and kill more Americans. And you're telling me that Obama has our back? Has the military's back? The very man who's put rules of engagement that has made it impossible for our troops to win the war in Afghanistan? And now they're left like sitting ducks. He's going to leave 10,000 next year, another 10,000 troops in 2016. So what? More of them can get captured? More of them can get picked off? They're going to bleed us to death in Afghanistan. So you tell me this, Ed. How come the military's own investigation in 2010 explicitly said that this man was a traitor, this man was a deserter, Ed? No, if Ed Schultz wants to revitalize his career, I swear to you, he'll have numbers bigger than Michael Savage. All he's got to do is join up. I hear Al-Qaeda Radio is looking for a host. All Ed has to do now is basically be a talk show host for Al-Qaeda Radio. He'll be very big in the Hindu Kush in Afghanistan. They're going to love him in Pakistan. Ooh-hoo, the Muslim Brotherhood, they'll have him tuned on 3 hours a day. Michael, I hate to tell you this. This guy's going to have 30, 40, 50, 60 million listeners. They're going to love him. You and I won't be able to shine his shoes in terms of an audience. And here is what the radical progressive left, the fifth columnists, either don't know or don't want to know. They are acting as if this war is like World War II. The Japanese are defeated. The Germans are defeated. We sign an armistice. We exchange your prisoners. We give back our prisoners. Everybody goes home. The rebuilding begins. Maybe for us, in 2017, we're going to pull our troops out of Afghanistan. You think for Al-Qaeda? You think for the Taliban? You think for the radical Islamists all over the world? You think the war is over? For them, it's never over. It's jihad forever until they get a world Muslim empire. So the more we give back, those very men are going to be used to kill more Americans. And my fear, in all honesty, is this. I believe it's going to take another serious incident. I don't know if it's a mushroom cloud over Washington. I don't know if it's another Boston bombing. I don't know if it's another 9/11. I don't know if it's the Chicago Sears Tower collapsing. I don't know if it's the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco getting blown up. But we're going to need another major terrorist attack. And Obama is now helping them do this. before we wake up, stop watching American Idol, stop looking at Kim Kardashian. Is she pregnant? Is she not pregnant? Has she put on weight? Has she not put on weight? Has she done liposuction? Has she not done liposuction? And wake up to what this man in the White House, the damage, the devastation, the havoc that he is wreaking upon all of us. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to Fred in WJR in Detroit. You're on the Savage Nation. Fred.
Jeff, you wondered about McCain. Do you remember when McCain was meeting with the Al-Qaeda in Syria?
Yes.
You know, Bergdahl was wanted dead or alive. Bergdahl was the olive leaf to our allies, our new allies, the Taliban, who are now going to be joining the rebels in Syria in a religious war. We're in a religious war with Sunni and Shia, and the Shia are Iran and Syria, which leads up to Russia. That's the scuttlebutt.
Look, they got us over a barrel. Look, I think the American people don't understand how serious this war is. We got a taste of it on 9/11. We got a taste of it with the Fort Hood massacre. We got a taste of it with the Boston bombing. But it seems like we've forgotten. It seems like 3,000 dead wasn't enough. It seems like 4,000 of our boys dead in Iraq wasn't enough. It seems like our boys being maimed and crippled and killed on a weekly basis in Afghanistan, that's just not quite enough. And so what we now need, I hate to say this, God forbid this should happen, but it's pretty obvious now it's going to happen. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. When you release these many terrorists, these many Osama bin Ladens, we are outsourcing our military and our security to Qatar, for God's sakes. We've basically now laid the groundwork for the Taliban to win the war in Afghanistan. We're going to get slaughtered. And we have a traitor in the White House. And there's not one, I'm saying one, not two, not three, one member of Congress who's willing to say enough is enough. Here is my republic. Here is my country. Here is where I put my flag. Here is where I stand. There's what? Michael Savage, there's me, there's a handful of us in talk radio, that's it? There is a prairie fire out there. And I think the establishment media, right and left, don't understand it. I think the Republican establishment and the corrupt Democrats don't understand it. I believe that this president has now awakened a sleeping giant. And that sleeping giant is us. It is Middle America. And I believe this November is not just going to be a political landslide. It is going to be a tsunami. And the entire ruling class is going to get wiped into the dustbin, swept into the dustbin of history. 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to Barbara in Kansas City on KCMO. Barbara, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you.
Hi, Barbara.
I wanted to talk about the fact that I agree with everything you're saying, and these latest five releases are, I think, in a way, a cover-up. Nobody is remembering, and it was so recent, the 2,000 criminals that he released. They were murderers, and they were just really bad people, and he released them. And
sorry, Barbara, you said what? You mean you're talking about Eric Holder when he was pardoning people under Clinton?
No, I'm talking just recently. Obama let 2,000 prisoners go out.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, yes.
Well, these people, where are they going to, who's going to house them? Who's going to feed them? Where are they going to get jobs? You know, what is their life?
Oh, you're talking about the drug offenders. Yeah, no. Look, there's no getting around it, Barbara. You look at the modern-day Democratic Party, Look at Ed Schultz. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look at the Dear Leader. Look at all of them. What is their base? Who do they court? Who are they catering to? It's drug addicts. It's welfare deadbeats. It's illegal immigrants. It's criminals. That's their base. Public sector unions, the homosexual lobby, environmentalists, basically the takers. And what's happening in this country is we're becoming like Greece. Slowly but surely, the productive class, the private sector, the workers, the taxpayers, the tax producers, that's us, we are being bled dry. Our wealth is being confiscated, redistributed for those, for the deadbeats, the illegal immigrants, the drug addicts, the illegal immigrants, and they keep voting in the Democrats and Obama. So why does he want to flood our streets with criminals? Because they vote Democrat, they vote Obama. Why does he allow so many illegals in? Because they steal elections, they stuff ballot boxes, they go on welfare, and they support Obama. It's very, very simple. Really, it's not that complicated. And our founding fathers warned us against this. No, you want to see the future. It's no longer America. It's Greece. And in about, 4 to 5 years, we will be Greece. 855-400-SAVAGE. This is Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, from the great WRKO in Boston, filling in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
That's...
When we're talking about the possibility of re-engagement and recidivism, it really is important that we know the facts here about what has happened and what hasn't, and what we've put in place to prevent it from happening. Look, is there a chance they will return to the battlefield, as Secretary Kerry said? Of course. But we believe we substantially mitigated the risk enough.
That's State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf. Jeff Cooner from WRKO sitting in for the living legend Michael Savage. You know, I'm looking at her. She's got to be maybe 26, 27 years of age. She almost looks like a college intern. And I was mentioning this to Neil off the air. I mean, what, they're giving college interns now jobs at the State Department? She almost sounds like a like Valley Girl. I'm serious. I don't think this is going to happen. I don't think anyone's going to go back to the battlefield I don't think so. And I'm just thinking, you know, since obviously you live in a fantasy land, this is, you know, the United States of entertainment, this is how you process information, why don't you look up, go look at Saving Private Ryan. And about, 3/4 of the way through the movie, fast forward, Marie, and see what happens when they let the German prisoner of war go. When Tom Hanks makes the decision to let the Nazi, the German soldier, go. And see what happens afterwards once they've let him go, if they return to the battlefield. So maybe if it happens in fantasy land in a Hollywood movie, maybe you think it'll happen in real life. Do you know what I'm saying, like? You know what I mean, like? Maybe, like, that's a good idea for you to look at the movie, like. I'm just thinking out loud here, like. 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to Audra in New York on WABC. Audra, thanks for holding. You're on the Savage Nation.
Like, thanks, Blake. Really, thanks, Jeff. God, these people, I can't deal with it anymore, I'm telling you. Especially here in New York. It's like, they just have their heads so far, you know where. And I don't know what to say anymore. I live with a veteran, and I'm watching him, and I'm watching his heart break more and more every day. And, you know, what did he lose his brothers for over there? You know? For what? For this guy to kill our military? You know what I'm saying? I mean...
He is killing us from within. And the only question is, will anybody stand up and challenge this usurper? Jeff Cooner sitting in for Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity,
Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome back to The Savage Nation. This is Jeff Kuhner, Boston's bulldozer from the great WRKO in Boston, filling in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage. Michael, my buddy, if you're listening, my friend, I just want to take this final opportunity to thank you once again for the incredible honor and privilege of filling in for you. To all of you out there, please go to michaelsavage.com. Absolutely sizzling must-read stories. And in particular, what basically the theme of Michael's radio show, and really from what I've been listening to Michael now for years, ever since he began The Savage Nation, as he puts it, is borders, language, and culture. And the point that Michael's been making is America is becoming the United States of Mexico. That this country, because of open borders, because of free trade, because of unlimited immigration, is essentially losing its language, it's losing its distinct American culture, and its borders, in essence, its nationhood, is being erased in front of our eyes. And so another example is what's happening right now on our border, where they are literally now dumping children. The children of illegal aliens are just being dumped right across our border. And so you go to michaelsavage.com, feds scramble to handle flood of illegal immigrant teens. It's an Associated Press story, straight wire story, whereby now, thanks to Obama, thanks to the Marxist in chief, thanks to the dear leader, because he is now peddling and pushing amnesty, because in 2012 he passed another illegal executive order, whereby through the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the DACA, basically Obama made it policy that the children of illegal immigrants, now essentially minors, will not face deportation in the United States. And so, as one Guatemalan immigrant put it when they made it across the border last week, the word has gotten out across Mexico, across Latin America, in Guatemala, in Honduras, in El Salvador. If you come with children, they will not turn you away. And it's basically, come on down. Because the dumb gringo is going to allow you to come into our country and use our welfare, bankrupt our hospitals, flood our emergency rooms, flood our basic social services, because we have lost control over our borders. And so what we now have unfolding over the last couple of weeks is literally a humanitarian crisis. This is like Nigeria. This is stuff that you see, I kid you not, around the world. We have refugees, columns and columns of immigrant kids, teenagers, kids 8, 9, 10 years old, literally now in a single column. They're like the Viet Cong in Vietnam. And through the jungles of and terrain of Mexico, they're now crossing our border. You have coyotes, Mexican drug cartels and smugglers, who are now literally shipping kids across the border. And what is our government doing? Do we send them back? Yet. No, 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 no. Instead, by the plane loads, we're taking these children, these illegal alien kids, and we're dumping them in military bases in California, in El Paso, Texas, in Tucson, Arizona. We're giving them bus tickets. They end up in Phoenix, and then they're being told to go all across the country. Prior to 2012, prior to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, Obama's own executive order, we had about 6,000 to 7,000 cases of illegal immigrant kids coming across our border. Now, this year alone, it is going to be 80,000 illegal teenagers and kids, minors, being dumped across our border. We've gone from 6,000 to 80,000. Now there are estimates floating around that over the next 2 years, it's going to be over 230,000 kids. And what do you think is going to happen? When the kids come here, they're basically going to be given amnesty. And that means then the parents can come under family reunification. It's a magnet for more and more illegals. And what nobody is mentioning, despite the fact that they're breaking our laws, despite the fact that we're rewarding lawbreakers, despite the fact that Democrats keep importing them in because they're importing cheap votes, and the Chamber of Commerce, big business Republicans, led by John Boehner and Eric Cantor, they want cheap labor. That's the unholy alliance of the ruling class in Washington. Big business and the Democratic Party colluding against you, the American people. What nobody is mentioning is all the diseases. You want to destroy a population? It's by disease. Don't even take my word for it. It's common sense. It's history. How were the Native American Indians in North America and across the Americas, how were they wiped out? Contrary to the myth of the liberals and the progressives, it wasn't because of genocide. It wasn't because of conquest. It wasn't because of murder. Over 90% of Native American Indian deaths was due to disease. When the European pioneers, when the European settlers came here, they brought with them measles. They brought with them smallpox. They brought with them all kinds of diseases that were foreign to Native American Indians, and they had no immunity to it. And so they were basically wiped out by disease. That's why when we had immigration in this country, take Ellis Island, when people were coming, like my ancestors who came from Eastern Europe, they didn't come to America, they came to Canada, but when they were coming to the New World, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Southern Europe, from Italy, from Ireland, from Poland, they didn't just let them in. They checked if they had diseases. You don't want people with tuberculosis coming into America. You don't want people with MERS coming into America. You don't want people with measles or smallpox or whatever coming into HIV or AIDS, whatever. You don't want them coming into America. Why should we be bringing in third world diseases? You're bringing in all of these kids from poor, impoverished third world countries. There's no immunizations. There's no shots. We don't know what illnesses or diseases they have. No one's checking them. No one's vetting them. It's just come on down. So what do you think is going to happen? Most likely you will see diseases spread. This is how you wipe out a population. Now, many Americans, because unlike the Mexicans who do read their history, unlike the people of Central America who do read their history, we don't. We went into a war with Mexico, the War of 1848. That's how we won California. That's how we won the Southwest. That's how eventually Texas became part of the United States of America. In other words, we defeated Mexico and won the Southwest for Mexico. For decades, in Mexican school after Mexican school, they teach to their children in textbooks, they teach the Latino and Hispanic kids here in the Los Angeles school system. They talk about La Reconquista, the reconquest. They claim that California is theirs, that Texas is theirs, that the Southwest is theirs. And rather than us having annexed Mexico, Mexico is slowly re-annexing us. And this is being done literally without firing a shot, through the sheer surrender and greed of our politicians in Washington. And just to make the story even more incredible, you go to Mexico, or you go to Guatemala, or you go to El Salvador, or wherever you want to go, literally you are seeing TV ads being run in Spanish, whereby our government is telling them, or their local government is telling them, go El Norte, go up north. Because the dumb gringo, once you get there, is going to give you amnesty, is going to give you Obamacare, is going to give you food stamps, is going to give you welfare, is going to give you public housing, is going to give you an Obama phone. The dumb gringo is going to give you everything. They even have pictures of them, I swear, on these TV commercials. They're all drinking Coca-Cola. The kids are happy. They show pictures of the kids in school. Some are getting treated in a hospital. And it's like, this is heaven. All you got to do is get on some bus, get on a mule, get on some donkey, get in a car, and just go across that border. They won't send you back. So where does that leave us? We're now literally swamped with illegal immigrants. And let me tell you what the real game plan is. And this is what Obama and George Soros and Hillary Clinton and the fifth columnist progressive Democrats, this is what they're shooting for. They want Texas. Because they know if you have the demography of California, you have the politics of California. California is now a Democratic stronghold. The only thing standing in the way of a permanent Democratic majority is Texas. Once you give amnesty, Texas overnight goes blue. Arizona goes blue. Florida goes blue. Ohio goes blue. In other words, the Democrats will be a one-party regime for the next generation to two generations. The Republicans will never be a competitive national party again. So when you have the likes of Eric Cantor or John Bonehead or any one of these treasonous Republicans say it's time to cut a deal on amnesty, they're shooting themselves in the head. Literally, they are committing political suicide. They are selling out their fellow countrymen for the Chamber of Commerce, for corporate America. And the result is going to be the destruction not only of America, but of the Republican Party itself. And so my question to you is this. What should we do with all of these illegal alien kids being dumped across our border? I say we deport them. I say it's time to build a wall. I say it is time to put America first. What do you say, members of the Savage Nation? 855-400-SAVAGE. Should we deport all of these children of illegal immigrants being dumped across our border? This is Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer from the great WRKO, sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner from the great WRKO in Boston. You can follow me at The Cooner Report on Twitter, K-U-H-N-E-R, filling in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage, 855-400-SAVAGE. Brian in Kansas City on KCMO. You're on the Savage Nation. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, sir. I'll get right to my point here. I'm a tradesman in Kansas City, and I do construction. And we're seeing more and more illegal come in. I can only assume they're illegal because they don't speak English. And they're working for half of our pay, and we're getting kicked off and laid off left and right so that cheap labor can come in. And I've written my congressman. I've talked to my congressman. I've left messages to my congressman. What can we do as a people? If we rise up and take arms up against our government, then we're radicals. But if we just write letters, then we're just happy. I don't understand. I don't know what we can do. I feel helpless, honestly. I'm sitting back and watching this happen right before my eyes every day, and it just gets worse and worse. and there are elected officials that run on the platform of, well, we're gonna curb illegal immigration, we're gonna build this wall, we're gonna kick them out of the United States. They get elected, they do just the opposite. What can we do?
Brian, look, I can just tell you this. I had Larry Kudlow on my show on WRKO, and he's a CNBC host, nationally syndicated columnist. He's kind of a New York, Washington conservative. He's like Paul Ryan. He's a big fan of amnesty. And I'm going to tell you what I told Larry Kudlow, openly and unequivocally. If the Republicans push for amnesty, if the House Republicans break and betray their base and betray the American people, mark my words, you will see a third party develop. And I'm going to lead the way. God is my witness. It's going to be the American Party, the Constitutional Party, whatever you want to call that party. But you are going to see the Republican Party split in half. You're going to see a third party emerge because you have been betrayed. I can't tell you how many times I've heard this call, Brian, from tradesmen like you, carpenters, construction guys, plumbers, you name it, who are saying, we're getting killed. Our wages are being undercut. We're losing jobs. You have been betrayed, the working middle class of this country. You have been betrayed by the big government Democrats, the open borders Democrats, and the big business Republicans. And I can't tell you, if there's one issue that unites most Americans, there's only really one issue. And Michael Savage was ahead of his time because he was pushing this 20 years ago. Build, forgive me, a freaking wall along the border. I mean, it's not that complicated, really. And I'll just to show you what a compassionate man I am, I swear to you, if you're an illegal immigrant, you help build that wall, I'll give you amnesty. Okay? Is that not a fair deal? Just build the wall. But they don't want to build it, Brian. And I'm telling you, if they don't build it, this country is lost. Jeff Kooner, sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage, 855-400-SAVAGE. All of your calls next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Jeff Kooner, Boston's bulldozer from the great WRKO in Boston, filling in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage, 855-400-SAVAGE. So now we have a humanitarian crisis developing along the border. About 80,000 illegal alien children, teenagers, minors have been essentially dumped. Our government doesn't know what to do with them. They don't want to send them back. They don't want to deport them. So by the plane loads, by the bus loads, they're dumping them in El Paso, in Tucson, in California, basically saying, once you're here, you're free to go. And let me ask all of you this. Once they're here, they're not going anywhere. And it's 80,000 today. They're now expecting 230,000 more kids in the next 10 years. Who's going to educate them? We are. Who's going to have to pay for them to go to school? We are. Who's going to have to give them health care? We are. Who's going to have to put food on the table? We are. We're already $17.5 trillion in the hole. We are now the most indebted nation in the history of the world. And now, basically, we're going to take care of the entire world? What, has Uncle Sam suddenly become Uncle Sucker? We're like a natural resource for the whole world to just come in here and milk? And what nobody else is mentioning, never mind the economic cost, never mind the social cost, I mentioned disease. How many of them have diseases? The Native Americans were wiped out by disease. This is how you destroy a population and a people. Leave all of that. Let that go. We know there are Hezbollah terrorist cells in Central and Latin America. We know the Taliban and Al-Qaeda want to infiltrate our border and commit more 9/11s, more Boston bombings, more Fort Hood massacres. All you got to do is get a ticket to Tijuana and you're in, baby. And who do I blame for this? The dear leader. Who's the one that said he won't deport children? The dear leader. Who's the one that pushed the Dream Act? The dear leader. Who's the one that's basically saying he wants amnesty at all costs? The dear leader. Who has encouraged all of this lawlessness in the country? Their leader, Barack Hussein Obama. And have you noticed with this man in the White House? He does whatever he wants to do. He's like Caesar. You want to rewrite Obamacare? He does it 30 times. You want to use drones against American citizens? No problem. Slaughter them. You want to stand there and trade five Taliban of their senior terrorists for one deserter and traitor and collaborator, openly in contempt, openly in violation of Congress? No problem. He does it. You want to pass laws on student loans, giving deadbeats a break? No problem. You want to politicize the IRS and send them to go after your political opponents and basically stop the get out the vote in 2012? No problem. You want to erect a police state and spy on people's phone calls and phone logs and social media like the Stasi? No problem. He violates the First Amendment. He violates the Second Amendment. He violates the Fourth Amendment. He violates the Tenth Amendment. What amendment this guy doesn't violate? And yet nobody says anything. And the reason is obvious. Because when the media see him, they see their own. They see a radical, anti-American, progressive socialist. They see a Marxist. And on top of it all, they see him as a messiah. Because now they believe they've made history. There is now a black man in the White House. And Obama knows whenever he's in trouble, he can always play the Trump card, the race card. When you criticize him, racist. When you impose his imperial presidency, racist. When you say it's time to impeach him, what's he going to say? This is a lynching of the first black president of the United States. He knows that the minorities will riot if he just throws out the racism charge. And so now, effectively, America is being held hostage. A country's borders are like the property lines of your home. It's like the fence of your home. If any stranger, it's very similar to your home. If any stranger can just walk into your home and start going into your fridge, sleeping in your bed, squatting in your basement, and you can't do anything about it, it's no longer your home. And then if you say, excuse me, get out of my house, you were never invited, you violated my sovereignty, you violated my property, you violated my home, suddenly I'm the racist? But when one of our own soldiers, Andrew Tamarisi, a Marine, accidentally crosses the border into Mexico with three guns legally purchased in the United States, he is arrested, rotting in a Mexican jail, and then the Mexican government, the government of Mexico, comes out and says, well, ignorance of the law is no defense. You have to be held responsible for breaking the laws of Mexico. So when one of our own illegally enters your country, he's put in prison. Then Mexico has the rule of law. But when 20 million illegals flood our country, oh, the dumb gringo has to accept them. Then it's racist to defend your borders. So let me make a deal with everybody. I'm not asking anymore for the old American standard. Forget the rule of law. Forget the Constitution. Forget any of that, okay? We're now a banana republic. Let's admit it. We have a third world leader presiding over the third worldization of the United States. We have now created the United States of Mexico. So all I want now is the Mexican standard. What's good for Mexico is good for the gringo. The Mexican government doesn't allow illegals into Mexico. In fact, you get thrown in prison if you violate their immigration laws. Same thing. That's the standard now. What does Mexico have? That's good enough now for the United States of Mexico. Because, my friends, Latin America, it used to end at the southern border. No longer. It now ends in the Canadian border. And we're just letting them all in. And, my friends, enough is enough. America, love it or leave it. And it's about time that we said to people who come to this country, we have a nice, proud history of immigration, but they were legal immigrants. They came to give. They came to produce. They came to contribute. They didn't come here illegally, like assassins and thieves in the night, looking to take and take and take. If it's good enough for Mexico, then it's good enough for America. They deport their illegals, we should deport ours. 855-400-SAVAGE. You want to call me a racist? Go ahead. Frankly, I couldn't care less. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage. 855-400-SAVAGE. What should we do with all of these children, illegal aliens being dumped? I say deport them. What do you say, Savage Nation? Chris in Florida on WFTL. You're on the Savage Nation, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing there?
I'm good. How are you, Chris?
Pretty good. You know, I'm so tired of hearing people, we can't secure the border, it's so long, it's so big. It's like the Chinese. How did they build that Great Wall? We didn't even have a caterpillar back then. They built a wall for thousands of miles, and we can't secure a border. This brings me to the point that whether you're a Republican in Congress or a Democrat, this is exactly what they want. Everything is a ruse. There's nothing supporting the Constitution or the middle working class people of this country. That's all. I can't say anything else. It's just totally illogical. Senator McCain is the biggest phony I've ever seen in my life. He can't even secure his own state, no less anything else.
Chris, McManiac turned his back on America a long time ago. When he wouldn't challenge that fraud and con man, Obama, in 2008, wouldn't talk about Reverend Wright, wouldn't talk about Bill Ayers, wouldn't talk about Bernadine Dorn, wouldn't talk about Frank Marshall Davis, wouldn't talk about all of his communist connections and radical ties, I said, this man's a traitor. This man has been bought and paid for by the New World Order a long time ago. John, in New York on WABC, you're on the Savage Nation. Go, John.
Hi, Jeff. Hey,
John.
I can't believe that these individuals can say that these guys are coming in from South America, because, like you said just a little bit earlier, anybody that tries coming through the southern border in Mexico ends up going to prison. So the only thing that could be happening is that the president of Mexico is allowing this intrusion into their border and probably escorting them to the United States, because how else are they going to get here unless Mexico actually goes ahead and helps them come here? So,
John, it's even worse than that.
This is an act of war.
It's an invasion. There's no question about it. The Mexican government, they want these illegals flooding our country for two reasons. One, they want the money, the income, remittances to be sent back to Mexico. Because Mexico is so corrupt, it's such a basket case, they can't take care of their own people. So basically, let America feed the people of Mexico. That's number one. Number two, This is an open, you can look it up online. This is no secret, it's an open secret. The previous president of Mexico went to speak to a group in Chicago, predominantly a Latino audience, most of them of Mexican descent. He openly said, the Mexican nation does not end at the Rio Grande. The Mexican nation extends way into the United States. And they were shouting out, la Reconquista, the Reconquest. So no, the Mexican government is bought off by the drug cartels. They're completely corrupt. And they're basically helping the drug cartels, the smugglers, bring in as many people across the border as possible. And as long as the dumb, greedy gringo keeps saying, no mas, no mas, they're going to keep doing it. That's the way of the world. People will take advantage of you. They will exploit you if you allow them to exploit you. Beverly in New York on WABC, thanks for holding. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, Beverly.
And thank you for taking my call. And first of all, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart how much I appreciate someone like you that will do so much for their country. I worked for years and years, more than 20 years, for my country, and I lost because I had no push and nobody to help me. But I worked hard, and I lost a lot by doing it, and I know what's happening. Now, it is a terrible thing against our country to have these illegals coming in. That, there's no doubt about that. But there's something much worse, much worse. And you know what that is, and it's never talked about. Our people are afraid of our government. And I know that for sure. They're afraid.
Well, they are. Really, Beverly, they are. And I want to thank you for that call. Look, if no one else has the guts to say it, I'm going to say it because it needs to be said. The greatest enemy facing the United States of America, more than radical Islam, more than jihadism, more than communist China, is not abroad, is not without, it's within. And it's that socialist traitor in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama. Jeff Kooner from the great WRKO, filling in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage. More with your calls after this short break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Jeff Kooner, Boston's bulldozer from the great WRKO, filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage. You can follow me on Twitter, at the Kooner Report, K-U-H-N-E-R. Let's go to Deborah. Deborah, thank you so much for holding, and you're on the Savage Nation.
I have one question. I
sure.
want to know why every attorney general in every state and every legislature in every state is not demanding enforcement of Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution that says the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. This is about the rule of law, and I want to know why everybody is now up in arms demanding enforcement of that.
Deborah, the short answer is because they're a bunch of cowards. The long answer, and the more honest and the more deeper answer, I would say, look what we've done to our education system. We have been dumbing down America. We have been indoctrinating our kids in colleges, in universities, in the public schools. They hate America. They hate our Constitution. They hate our way of life. So most people today haven't even read the Constitution. They don't know the Bill of Rights. They don't know anything about the United States or its founding. So you have people taking oaths of office that don't even know what they're pledging an oath to. And this is how republics die. And that's why the last line of defense is us. It is middle America. We are still the silent majority. But if we stay silent too much longer, my friends, we're going to lose our majority and we're going to lose our country. And that's why it's time to speak up now. Impeach this traitor before it's too late. This is Jeff Kooner from the great WRKO, filling in for the living legend, Dr. Michael Savage. Michael, I just want to thank you once again, and to all of you, may God bless you, and may God bless the greatest country in the world, the United States of America.